dam, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey folks. Hey folks, welcome to the show. This is the Trump Phenomenon here with our glorious Sunday Spectacular, 2 hours of nonstop delirium in which you can participate with your phone calls at 800-313-9443. I'm James Kelso, your host, and we'll be on for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, as we are every Sunday. And we will talk about the Trump phenomenon. The Trump phenomenon is alive and well. Donald Trump doesn't take any days off, 7 days a week, nonstop for Donald Trump. This morning he was in Houston. Well, we'll get into his schedule in a moment. Let me make sure I've taken care of the housekeeping. Today is September 22nd, 2019. And with that, I think we've got our basics in. If you notice a little bit of, there might be a little bit of just a touch of rough edges on the breaks in today's show, and that's just due to a technical reason, which you need not worry about. So you might notice a little bit of a rough transition here or there in our breaks. The RBN engineers are doing Herculean things to keep all the wheels attached to the RBN race car. We'll call it a race car. And but they're keeping the wheels on. And so express your support for that with your contributions. All right. So let me put a few logs on the fire, as I like to say, to get the discussion going today. Well, this morning, Donald Trump flew to Houston, Texas. Before that, he gave an incredible sort of extemporaneous, which is what he does, press conference before boarding Marine One, the helicopter. It takes him to Air Force One. And he just pounded the press. He let him have it right in the kisser. And he is doing that over and over again. Now, it's just a thing of beauty to listen to Donald Trump deal with the press. These cackling hyenas, these rats, these rodents, these pukes from the lamestream media. So that was fun earlier today and very profitable for Patriots. Then he went to Houston, where an incredible event in Houston. 50,000 people filling the NRG football arena. A full-size football arena in Houston, Texas, and looking at the crowd, just about everyone there was of Indian descent, that is, from India. And the explanation for that was that the co-host of the event was the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, and he gave one Fox News host commented after listening to Prime Minister Modi introduce Donald Trump. He actually introduced the president, said, "I've never heard a more glowing introduction of a U.S. president from anyone." So that was, or he may have said from any other head of state. It was either from anyone or any head of state, but it was a glowing introduction. And that was amazing. Then the president spoke. He was amazing. He then is flying to a town of, help me with my pronunciation, all any of you Buckeyes, Wapakoneta. Do I say that correctly? Wapakoneta, Ohio, where he's meeting up with the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison. I mean, you know, just all in a day's work for this unstoppable tornado of a president. Wapakoneta, which is in, that's west of Columbus and I guess south of Toledo. It's in west central Ohio. I wonder if it's in Jim Jordan's district. Jim Jordan is a congressman from northwest Ohio. But Wapakoneta, Ohio, where there's an Australian manufacturing plant that the president and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be Australian owned, but obviously American employees. That's kind of neat, isn't it? Build it here in America. So that is going to be, I don't think that has taken place yet. We'll keep track of that during our 2 hours. Maybe it's going on right now. I've lost track. The best way to find out what's going on, of course, is to check in with the most current news you can get, which is the president's Twitter account. Close behind that would be Breitbart. Let's go there. Let's go to Breitbart and see if they've got a headline on the subject. A quiet Sunday for our president. Oh, I love their lead story at Breitbart. The return of Pencil Neck. Now, who is Pencil Neck? I think Donald Trump refer to him as Pencil Neck? I think he did. It's a very apt description of little Adam Schiff. What a creep. I mean, the return of Pencil Neck. Schiff impeachment talk returns over Ukraine. So this will, of course, be something we talk about today, folks. But the sheer madness of the treasonous media. I mean, these are traitors. Adam Schiff is a traitor. The New York Times, when Donald Trump called for the resignation of all at the New York Times involved with the various fake stories, that includes the entire, I think it includes the entirety of the New York Times. They should all resign. But since that's so hopeless, the New York Times should simply be supplanted as a paper that anybody reads or pays attention to. The New York Times is over. It just, with the latest frauds on the American people, the New York Times committed, what's that Japanese word, seppuku? They are done. They will never recover. The president also said that. He's ahead of everybody. The president said it correctly. The New York Times will never recover from the ignominy of what they have done to America. Of course, they've committed crimes against Donald Trump, but that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is their crimes are against your country, your people, your constitution, your way of life, your civilization. The New York Times has declared war on you and what you are and what you represent. The New York Times is exactly, as the president has characterized it, the enemy of our people. The Washington Post also, and all the rest of them. Now, let's go to the substance, if you can call it that, of this latest story. The Ukraine, now we have the Ukrainian hoax, the Ukrainian witch hunt. And we also have the psychological phenomenon known as projection, where the evildoers project onto the good guys their own crimes. So in this case, Joe Biden is totally corrupt. He's a bad guy. His son Hunter, totally, filthily corrupt. They're both pukes. You couldn't get lower than Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. Disgusting betrayers of America. Joe Biden and his son have built the Ukraine for bazillions of dollars, millions, and China for more than a billion. That's treason. Using your office to gain $1.5 billion for your son, which means for your Biden family, is treason, folks. You can call it something else if you want. You could call it, if you're like in a really good mood, and you want, you're worried, you want to go easy, you could call it corruption. Corruption? The Vice President of the United States taking pay for play for his own family. Now, the demon rats, such as Pencil Neck, Little Adam Schiff, how do they deal with a scandal like that? They project it onto the good guy. They call Donald Trump. They say Donald Trump needs to be impeached. Joe Biden, by the way, I believe people can be impeached even, correct me, help me on this. I think I heard this, that you can impeach somebody even when they're out of office, I believe. That would be interesting. But Joe Biden, they certainly can be tried and prosecuted and sent to prison, as Joe Biden should be, and his son with him. Anyway, the allegation is that first of all, there is no allegation. I mean, the New York Times and the demon left have reached new lows. They're not actually specifying what horrible thing Donald Trump did. He did something bad. Something bad. That's the indictment. Something bad for which he deserves impeachment. And he's betrayed America. So that's good enough for the New York Times. I like what it was, it Jeanine Pirro who said yesterday that the journalism at the New York Times would not pass muster with a high school newspaper. They're beneath that, way beneath that. The New York Times is a hit organization. It's a criminal enterprise. It's a racketeering, influenced, corrupt organization. It's an adjunct to the Democrat Party, which is a expression of the deep state, which runs the whole thing. Anyway, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, has actually boasted on television that he threatened the president of Ukraine with the loss of billions of dollars of U.S. aid unless the prosecutor investigating his son Hunter and his corrupt receipt of huge quantities of money from Ukrainian oligarchs were dismissed. And Biden boasts that and by the way, you never see this on national TV. Have you seen this? Tell me if you've seen this clip. I'll just use the exact language of Joe Biden, because this is exactly what he said. He's talking, I believe he was talking to a Council of Foreign Relations meeting? You can see the logo behind him there on the wall. He's talking to an actual, you know, large conference of people on television, on camera. And he says, I told them, if you don't get rid of that prosecutor investigating his son, you're not going to get any money. And then here was Joe Biden's next phrase. He said, son of a bitch, they fired the prosecutor. That's what he said. That's his exact language, that particular phrase is in there. I'll see if I can find the audio for you and play it for you. But nobody's playing that on the national news. That's totally corrupt. And Joe Biden, this clueless dork, this criminal, is actually bragging about it. But now they accuse Donald Trump, who is as pure as the driven snow, who has no, that's a criminal enterprise there that Biden was in. Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with Russia. Nothing wrong with Ukraine. Nothing wrong with anybody. But we're going to go through this movie over and over and again until the American people, until the people just rise up against the deep state and make them, well, I don't know. Will we ever be able to make them knock it off? They aren't going to knock it off, are they? They're going to keep going. So that story is out there. Let's go to Donald Trump's tweets for just a moment. Let me refresh his page. It's so bizarre. It takes a really brilliant person like Jeanine Pirro or Joe DiGenova to simplify or to explain something so bizarre as what the demon rats are doing. I've got a question here for my 8-year-old. No, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Ask Elise to help you.
I already did.
Okay.
I also asked Mom.
Okokay. Elise can find it for you. Go ahead. Go. You need somebody of that degree of brain power. These things are so bizarre. Also, you need somebody of great persuasive powers to explain these things because they're unbelievable. It's so bizarre that you're thinking, well, the person explaining it must have it wrong. It can't be this way. That the Vice President Biden flew to China with his son Hunter, and Hunter came back with $1.5 billion in his wallet in a play for pay set up by his totally corrupt, creepy Joe Biden father. But that's exactly what happened. And the reason America hasn't heard about it or doesn't know about it, nothing was done made of it. Is because the media flies cover for all of this criminality. It is a RICO, racketeering influence corrupt organization. The media, the Democrat Party, the NGOs, the various branches and arms of the deep state, and the FBI itself. I'm with Tom Fitton, who believes it's not 20 guys, it's not 10 guys at the FBI that are part of the deep state. It's the organization. Okay, let's go to the president. Let me update the president's tweets here. His most recent tweet 4 hours ago. Electric atmosphere at the NRG Arena in Houston as 50,000 strong Indian Americans wait for the historic occasion when Prime Minister Narendra Modi, M-O-D-I, comes on stage together with U.S. President Donald Trump. And let's see if we can actually get words of, maybe we can get some of his words. Let me see, let me turn my volume up. Let's just see, here's the Prime Minister of India. Takeaways from this. These 50,000 people. Donald Trump could do this in a New York minute. I hope that that thought occurred to Donald Trump as he took the podium there in front of 50,000 people in Houston, that his rallies don't need to be in 10,000 seat basketball arenas or hockey arenas. He can have his rallies in 50,000 seat football stadiums. I don't know what the, there might be practicalities that are, or impracticalities that I don't know about, that militate against such large rallies. But I'll tell you, the president could do it in a New York minute. He could have rally after rally with 50,000 people. He could fill any arena anywhere. I'm wondering if that thought occurred to the president as he stood there in front of a crowd. He's used to standing in front of stupendous crowds, which no president has ever drawn, of 10,000, 15,000 people in absolutely packed like sardines hockey arenas, the biggest in each town he goes to. But I'm wondering if the thought occurred to him, you know, this might work out really well to give these, have these rallies with 50,000 or more people in the arena. That might really do something to the American people, might really be able to see something there, to see the president fill an arena like that. Imagine Pocahontas trying to fill a football stadium. Good luck. Good luck, Pocahontas. All I can say is, ho, what's that war chant they do in football stadiums with that, you know, the styrofoam tomahawks? Ho, boom, 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 boom. I have the greatest respect for real Indians. I just have no respect for a phony Indian. Of course, all of you know from your history, except young people don't know this, young people who aren't taught any history in school, why are American Indians called Indians and in confusion with the people of India? Well, those of us who went to school when they taught history know this, because Christopher Columbus thought, when he sailed westward, that the people he was encountering were the people of India, and that these were Indians. Because he figured, he knew that on his, from what he knew of the geography of the globe, he knew that India was to the east of Spain. So that if you sailed eastward a long, long way, you'd get to India. So if he, being cognizant of the fact that the Earth is a globe, went on the premise that if I sail westward far enough, what I will find is the easternmost thing we know about, which is India. And at least in these latitudes. And there you go. Let's see, another tweet from the president here. Here's the president speaking at this, to these 50,000 people in Houston. Here's the president with his hand over his heart, standing next to the Prime Minister of India. Let's go. Now, here is the Prime Minister introducing Donald Trump. You got to hear this. Hang on. You get the Indian anthem. Never heard that before. I'm assuming this is being sung in Hindi, one of the dozens of languages in India. I confess, I actually studied Sanskrit at UCLA. One of those languages. So here he is. Here's the Prime Minister of India talking about our president.
Thank you.
This is something. This is history. Let me jump forward a little bit. There's so much cheering. The crowd's going wild. And the president and Narendra Modi standing side by side.
Good morning, Houston. Good morning, Texas. Good morning, America. Greetings to my fellow Indians in India and around the world. Friends, this morning we have a very special person with us.
Pointing to Donald Trump.
He needs no introduction.
Wow.
His name is familiar to every person on the planet.
Wow. Isn't this amazing? The Prime Minister of India has 100 times the appreciation of Donald Trump as any demon rat.
His name comes up in almost every conversation in the world on global politics.
Wow.
His every word is followed by tens of millions. He was a household name and very popular even before he went on to occupy the highest office in this great country. From CEO to Commander-in-Chief, from boardrooms to the Oval Office, from studios to global stage, from politics to the economy and to security, he has left a deep and lasting impact everywhere. Today, he is here with us. It is my honor and privilege to welcome here in this magnificent stadium and magnificent gathering.
Wow, he's going to go on to, you know, introduce, he's introducing Donald Trump right there. I don't know. We're going to have a little bit of trouble with our breaks here today. So I'm going to ask the engineer to just stay in touch with me. Let me know when I just use the message board to give me cues. He's typing right now. I introduced that was the Prime Minister of India. Okay, we got a break coming up, folks. But did you catch the drift of what the import? The Prime Minister of India. India is 3 billion people? And Prime Minister Modi introduced in his comments, he says, here we are, the leaders of the two largest democracies on earth. And that's the truth. India is quite different from China in that the Indian people actually do get to vote. And there are some, you know, there is some freedom in India. But notice that Donald Trump, when you look at what, let's relate this to the Trump phenomenon, Donald Trump's ability to lead and to win. Would the Prime Minister of India ever introduce, I mean, I'm going to make what sounds like a ridiculous statement, but imagine the Prime Minister of India, having listened to a bunch of the show, of the, this radio show, what kind of introduction would he give me? Not a glowing one. Why is he able to give a glowing introduction to Donald Trump rather and not to me? Donald Trump is my kind of guy. He is advancing my interests as a European. He is doing more for my people, for my family, for me than any man has ever done. More than I could do. If you turn the levers of power over to me, or you, if you're like me in this regard, Donald Trump is able to Donald Trump conveys respect for people like Prime Minister Modi and Shinzo Abe of Japan. He is greatly respected by all of these leaders who regard him as a great man, a man of peace. They regard him as not a racist. So a man with a warm and generous heart and a man of peace who loves his own people and respects all other peoples. That's a winning formula. The president has won with that. And so I'm saying it's just something for us to emulate. I need to shape up myself. I need to learn more from the president and emulate more what he's doing that's winning. Look how it's won with the leader of India. Well, let's listen to what he has to say about the president. With 50,000 of his countrymen going wild.
And I can say I had a chance to meet him often. And every time I found the friendliness,
warmth,
energy. The President of the United States of America.
They're all cheering. They're all cheering.
Mr. Donald Trump. This is extraordinary. This is unprecedented.
He said, this is extraordinary. This is unprecedented.
As I told you, we have met a few times, and every time he has been the same warm, friendly, accessible, energetic, and full of wit. I admire him for something more. A sense of leadership, a passion for America, a concern for every American.
Wow. And I admire him for something more. A passion for America, a concern for every American, a sense of leadership. This is amazing, folks. India is famous for kind of waxing philosophical. It's an ancient Indian tradition. So, well, listen to this guy speaking.
a belief in American future and a strong resolve to make America great again.
Now, folks, just try to digest what you just heard. Today, this morning, in Houston, is the lamestream media going to put this on the nightly news tonight, on the Sunday night news? The leader of the largest democracy in the world, India, 1.3 billion people, saying, I admire Donald Trump for his passion to make America great again. I mean, yeah, pinch yourself. Did you really hear it? Was that a fake audio? The president or prime minister of India, elected by 1.3 billion Indians, facing 50,000 in a huge arena. There's nobody booing. Every seat is filled. Everyone is on their feet, cheering the president who's standing right next to the prime minister of India. Contrast that with the traitors of the lamestream media on your TV screen tonight. How do they explain this away?
And he has already made the American economy strong again.
He has already made the American economy strong again. And the prime minister holds up both of his fists in a muscle man gesture.
He has achieved much for the United States and for the world. Friends, we in India have connected well with President Trump. The words of candidate Trump, Ab ki baar Trump Sarkar.
Now, he said something there in Hindi, I believe. I didn't catch it fast enough to try to say it back to you, but the crowd went wild. And Donald Trump, he's standing next to, he doesn't know what Prime Minister Modi is going to say. He's grinning. His face is so red. He is grinning so hard.
Rang loud and clear. And his celebration of Diwali in the White House lit up millions of faces with joy and appreciation. When I met him for the first time, he said to me, India has a true friend in White House.
Wow. Now look what he did there. Look what the president did. And this is, you know, this isn't just any Indian. This is the prime minister of India, the top dog, saying, when I met him for the first time, President Trump said to me, India has a true friend in America. No, in the White House. This is incredible. Let me skip forward a little bit here. I'll skip forward to later in this introduction. Let's see what happens.
From Chicago to Shimla. From Los Angeles to Ludhiana. From New Jersey to New Delhi. Hundreds of millions are glued to their TV, even though it is rather late on a Sunday night in India. Millions around the world, in different time zones, are with us today.
Wow. Let me get to the end of it. I'll play the end of it. If I can. Ah, wow. It's kind of glitching a little bit on me. I may not be able to get it back. Here's the president. Now here he's taking the mic right after that introduction. The crowd's going wild. Not for their prime minister, for our president.
Hello, Houston. I am so thrilled to be here in the great state of Texas with one of America's greatest, most devoted, and most loyal friends, Prime Minister Modi of India. Thank you. Thank you. And Prime Minister Modi is doing a truly exceptional job for India and for all of the Indian people. It is my immense privilege to be here with him today at this profoundly historic event. We're especially grateful to be joined by over 50,000 incredible members of our nation's thriving, prospering, flourishing, and hardworking Indian American community. Thank you.
And, you know, just to kind of just a detail here to note, Prime Minister Modi showing a lot of class. Instead of sitting up on the stage with the president, I think the way I'm seeing it here, he went down to take a seat in the front row down in the audience, just like everybody else. Really leaving the spotlight on the president alone on the stage. Really an amazing, this was history. An amazing, and you know, all other leaders of the world are noticing this. There's no other, only the dictator Xi Jinping of China is the quote unquote leader of as large a nation. So all these other heads of state, they'll watch this today. They'll listen to Modi's, somebody's going to bring it to their attention saying, hey, boss, you got to hear what Modi had to say about Trump. Get a listen to this. Because that is the real assessment of the great ones of the world, the great leaders. That is the assessment of Trump, what Modi said. So that's really an amazing thing, that this is history that just occurred. And his meeting with Scott Morrison, you know, he's also meeting with the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison. And that's also very meaningful. That's going on right now. Let me go check the president's Twitter account and see if he's tweeting about that at this very moment. Let me find it. Where is his Twitter account? What did I do to the president's? Oh, we were watching that on his Twitter account. Okay. he's the great news reporter. No, he hasn't made a tweet from his meeting in Wakanetta, is that it, Ohio, with the Australian Prime Minister. But let's look at some more tweets. He says 5 hours ago, the New York Times is trying to make someone, Justice Kavanaugh, into an evil person when they don't have the information to back it up. It is a false hoax. That's a quote. That's the president quoting Margaret Hemingway on Fox News today. And then the president comments, zero people were fired at the Times. Why? Now, I love what Jeanine Pirro said in covering the same story about Justice Kavanaugh. She said, this is truly bizarre. the left, the deranged, Trump derangement syndrome crew are trying to portray, she said, Brett Kavanaugh, she said, is as close to a choir boy or an altar boy as anyone I've ever seen in politics. He is as upright, as outstanding. He is such a tremendous father, husband, citizen. Brett Kavanaugh, to portray Brett Kavanaugh as some sort of sexual reprobate who deserves to be impeached. He's such a bad sexual reprobate that his actions when he was in high school are so heinous, he deserves to be impeached now from the United States Supreme Court. Just Jeanine Pirro is just agape at that. She says, I don't know of a more upright person than Brett Kavanaugh. So here's what I'm saying. The left, the loony left, knows no limits, knows no bounds. There's nothing constraining them. Their looniness has escaped orbital velocity. It is now headed somewhere into deep space. But there are no constraints. There is no constraint of reality. There's no constraint of morality. There's no constraint of shame or decency. They ruin people's lives with glee. You know, that's saying, how do we know they're lying? Because their lips are moving. Clearly applies at this time to these people. If you see Chris Cuomo's lips moving, you don't have the volume up on your TV, you can know for a certainty he is lying. And this is true of all of them. Joe Scarborough. The speakers are turned down, but his lips are moving on your screen. He and what's his girlfriend's name? It'll come to me. Brzezinski. Mika. Mika Brzezinski. If their lips are moving, they're lying. Oh, let's look for some more tweets here. The engineer commented on that introduction. You know, there's that neat phrase we have, winning. That's exactly what that introduction was. That was winning. Let's see what else he has to say here. Here's Steve Scalise. Here's a little clip the president put up from Steve Scalise. Let's listen to Steve Scalise.
But if you're trying to hide from the term socialism when you promote socialist policies, we could have a debate about what socialism is. It's an ideology. It's not a word that's thrown around. And it involves government control of your life. And so when you move bills like the Green New Deal, when you see a presidential candidate on your side running around saying he's going to go to people's houses and take their guns, that's a candidate for president of the United States on your side. Those are socialist policies. If you don't want the term applied, then don't promote that ideology. Don't embrace that ideology. Reject the ideology, but you won't. You want to try to play it both ways. You want to try to act like you're going to impeach the president, but say you're not going to impeach the president. You want to...
Oops, I goofed. That was Steve Scalise. That was good. I cut him off. My mistake. Sorry. Let's go down to some more tweets. Steve Scalise, of course, congressman from Louisiana, and I believe he's the House Whip, the House Minority. He used to be the Whip. I don't know if in the minority position there's a Whip. He would be that person. The president commented on Jerome Powell, today. Here's one you want. This is Jeanine Pirro, and this is put up by the president. So I'm not going to Jeanine Pirro for this clip that you're about to hear. This is Jeanine Piero talking.
Let's talk about all this with Republican Congressman Mark Meadows, who joins me now live. Okay, Congressman, so the issue seems to be that Biden pressured Ukrainian officials to fire the prosecutor investigating his son Hunter's business in the Ukraine, where it's estimated he made millions in a business with which he had no expertise or training. So when he's asked in the initial part of that sound, you know, whether or not he talked to his son about doing business in the Ukraine, the answer is no. His own son answered in a New Yorker piece.
Now, I like what the president said this morning on the lawn of the White House on that very subject. He said, Joe Biden has said he never talked with his son about these more than $1 billion deals that he was doing, flying in the same plane as his father, introduced to people by his father. He never talked to his son about it. I love what the president said about that. Who believes that? Perfect from the president. Who believes that? There's no need to say, you know, as they say, enough said. Who believes that Joe Biden didn't talk to Hunter about more than $1 billion in money coming to the Biden family? Who believes that?
And I think we have a full screen of it. And he said that he had spoken to his father, as Hunter recalled. His father discussed Burisma, which was that company, with him just once. Dad said, I hope you know what you're doing. And I said, I do. So right on its face, Joe Biden either didn't recollect or intentionally missed.
See, now, Jeanine Pirro, you know, bless her. She's wonderful. We don't have a better person. By the way, I have her new book right here with me, and I'll get my daughter to read it. Maybe she'll finish it before I do. But and she's, of course, a very thorough, wonderful attorney. And I got to tell you, her new book is wonderful. The language in there is great. When she talks about Democrat policies, she uses the word crap as just an example. She says, when this Democrat, the latest Democrat crap, she has got it that we need to speak exactly what's happening. We need to say it the way it is and not take off the niceties, take off the, Queensberry rules, call crap crap. She does it. She's wonderful. But in this one here, the president, even better than Jeanine Pirro, she's the greatest, but even better, the president says, who believes that? That's the kind of thing, actually, that she says often. Who believes that? You don't need to say more. But here, we'll listen a little bit.
Misled or lied by saying he never spoke to his son about the Ukraine and the business there. But more significant, the interview where Joe Biden kind of takes a victory lap and says, hey, look, I got the prosecutor fired because I was withholding billions from the Ukraine. What's your take on that?
Well, my take on that is exactly the kind of thing that they've been accusing President Trump of all along. Can you imagine if the prosecutor in Ukraine?
Now, that's Mark Meadows, who's great. He's one of the heroes from North Carolina, but he's got to talk politely and nicely and so on. He can't call crap crap, unfortunately. Just a problem. The Republicans will work it out. If Donald Trump continues in his victory, his sweep of the Republican Party, Republicans will be able to call crap crap soon. And the way Jeanine Pirro can. Let's look at another tweet here. Let's look at, let me look at my caller board here. No calls waiting, I don't think. Here's one. He says, the lamestream media had a very bad week. He tweeted this 20 hours ago. Just imagine that. Savor that. Let that roll around in your mouth, folks. The lamestream media had a very bad week. They pushed numerous phony stories and got caught, especially the failing New York Times, which has lost more money over the last 10 years than any paper in history. and the Amazon Washington Post. And oh, here he says it. I'm reading this for the first time today, folks. Seven words. He says it all. They are the enemy of the people. Folks, you just be thankful. Pinch yourself. Be glad you woke up this morning, that you lived long enough to hear a president of the United States say those words. They are the enemy of the people. That's just too beautiful. And he's talking about the two, what used to be regarded as the two most authoritative back in the days of respect for the deep state. The two most authoritative newspapers in the United States that could bring down a president, as the Washington Post brought down Richard Nixon. They controlled the airwaves. He calls it the Amazon Washington Post because Jeff Bezos owns it. He says that in his next tweet, the fake news media nowadays not only doesn't check for the accuracy of the facts. Now listen to this. They knowingly make up the facts. They even make up sources in order to protect their partners, the Democrats. It is so wrong, but they don't even care anymore. They have gone, this is the theme I began the show on, totally, and then all caps with four exclamation marks, crazy. They have gone batshit crazy, folks. Those are my words. And he says it all right there. And in our earlier comment, you know, that they've gone past escape velocity. They're now headed out somewhere into deep space, the deep state. No constraints on them. They'll do anything. No ethical constraint whatsoever. So there's no common ground. There's no basis here for any kind of rapprochement. There's no deal to be made. This is a war. There's only one of the other sides going to win. The deep state will win, or Donald Trump's movement will win. And the one will have to crush the other. There's not going to be any kind of a happy meeting halfway where they drive the golden spike. That's not going to happen. One will win and one will lose. And we don't know how it's going to turn out. Now, I'll go to some happy thoughts here. I'm going to take a break. Right back to some happy thoughts.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, the truth. Truth, truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-goin' dry.